Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Consciousness, New World. This is your host, Esperanza Ray, and I wanted to welcome you to the show. I would like to refer you to bbsradiowebsite.com, bbsradio.com, and then you hit on station one, and then you will have access to the show where you can call in if you desire to ask any questions. We do have a very special show today. It's going to be about a Chichen Itza and a wonderful pilgrimage that's going to be taking place at this magical land of the ancient Maya. Here with me, I have my guest, Pilar Farnsworth. Pilar, welcome.
Thank you, Esperanza.
Okay. And we're like I said, we're going to be talking about this. Pilar is going to be one of the speakers at the event. I have also been graciously invited, which I'm very grateful for this opportunity. And we'd like to share with you the wonderful experience that we've been, that we're going to be going through. You are welcome to go to the website, researchcia.com, and on the welcome page, you will find the link for the pilgrimage, July 2012, or conference 2012. You'll also find a link under events, a drop-down link where you can click on and access this page if you like to follow along with us. It contains all the information necessary to register for this event. There is room, however, room is limited. So if you're interested, once we start talking about this, you're welcome to join us on this wonderful event. You will all be called, and some of you will choose to follow, some of you may not. All right, so Pilar, are you ready to share this wonderful event with me?
Yes, Esperanza. And Pilar, okay. Call me Pilar de la Luz.
That's right. I wanted to, Pilar is a wonderful person I met some years ago, and she has a very beautiful name. Pilar is it means in Spanish, it's a Spanish name, and it means pillar. And through spirit, Pilar has become Pilar de Luz, Pillar of Light, which is a very appropriate name for her as well as for her purpose in this world. And so we're going to talk more about Pilar when we get to... is there anything specifically that you would like to share before we actually get to your bio on the on this event? Or, Pilar, would you like to share something that is not on this profile with the audience?
Okay. Yeah, I would like to emphasize that this is a pilgrimage. This is a very special time in the year, as we are today in solstice, and that will be the full moon of July. And a shaman, Mayan shaman, invited Jay very specially. So at the beginning, we were not doing any tour or taking other people. But as things have developed, we have opened a space too, and we know that we are the ones we have been waiting, that you all know, that you, that will come with us, that we are the ones we have been waiting for. Because this is going to do activations and also to receive initiations in the City of Sound in Chichen Itza, and Jay that has put and has been called by the Mayans to come and do this is a master of sound, sound for healing. This is a pilgrimage for our own healing and the healing of the earth. So that's all. Thank you, Esperanza.
Well, that's a wonderful summary of the event. That was very nice. So let's go ahead and start by talking about this wonderful event. The event is going to be held in Chichen Itza, the pyramid. There's going to be a lot of activation work done there. And what is the purpose of this pilgrimage? This mystical and educational pilgrimage will commence with the Mayan celebration of the new moon cycle starting July 19 of this year, which is 2012. And it will be the pilgrimage will be in association with the Okins Soul Space Hotel Resort and Mayan Cultural Center in Chichen Itza, Mexico. So let's talk a little bit briefly about the summary of the event. This is the time for a new beginning and for the new era. This pilgrimage is organized by J. Emmanuel Morales, founder of the Power of Harmony Organization Health and Wellness Network. It is a coordinating a series of lecture conferences and vibrational sound and healing activations. And he was inspired in the wisdom of the ancient Mayans for a new golden era of consciousness and awakening. Pilar, would you like to share something more about this event?
Not at this moment, Esperanza. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you. This will be a journey of initiation, for these ancient marvels can wake up dormant powers in us. And there's a video on the website that you can watch about this beautiful resort and some of the wonderful ceremonies. One of the incredible things about this resort is, of course, it's a luxury resort in the middle of the jungle, walking distance from the pyramid. And the wonderful, incredible thing about this resort is that it's not just a resort, it's not just for visitors, but it's intended for it to be a spiritual mecca where people can actually come and participate in some of the activities like a sweat lodge. And who is this run by, Pilar? Who runs these sweat activities? Is it like a shaman, or is it someone from that's hired by the hotel, or a combination?
Okay, now this place is also a Mayan cultural center. So
right.
There's been a lot of thought and many years of planning for this. This is like a remember Fenthorn in Scotland. This is like a university of the future. This is a healing center. This is not the usual thing. This is something where the philosophy, the understandings, and the purity is there. This is a healing center that is also, there are massages and many therapies at very reasonable prices, and there is the beauty of how this has been created and the purity of it. The person that we know that is conducting the registrations, and because this has to be paid by the people that go to the trip ahead of time, I have already sent my money, then is called Enrique, and Enrique is connected to the Mayan elders. I don't know him personally yet.
Yes, wonderful. Yeah, I mean, basically, in this location, they have all the comforts of a regular resort. However, there's a very special, beautiful twist to it, and that twist is that the cultural center for the Mayan culture, of course, and also a place to facilitate retreats and in spirituality and awakenings, which is extremely powerful and beautiful as well. So I'm very excited about being able to participate. And I have to say, when Pilar provided this invitation, I was like, yes, I'm very much interested. However, let me consult with spirit, because sometimes we can jump into things and it's not necessarily of spirit, but fortunately, in my case, it was, and maybe that's something that our audience also needs to address, to consult with spirit and help them determine whether this is supposed to be an event that they're also supposed to be involved in. So thank you for sharing that with us. This is the Extraordinary Healing Center where we will be staying, located in the Yucatan jungle at walking distance from the magical Chichen Itza Pyramid. So this is wonderful because as part of the conference, you will have an opportunity to listen to the speakers. And of course, we'll get into Jay Emmanuel, and we'll get into more into Pilar's area of expertise and knowledge and wonderful gifts. And then we'll continue to talk about the location as well. There is a ceremony that's going to be celebrated there as well, which is called the Vibrational Healing Ceremony Through Water. There are several pictures on the website about not only the resort, but of this wonderful ceremony. There's specifically one. And I'd like to touch upon this image because, one for all, first of all, it caught my attention. It's an image that you kind of wonder what's going on. It's a very powerful image. However, the interesting thing is I researched online what the cenote, which is what this is called, is, and it's basically a sinkhole. And Pilar, would you like to elaborate a little bit of the background of this cenote?
Well, this is, you know, the holy places. This whole city was the city of sound, and it was a ceremonial place and the most important ceremonial place of the Mayans. So in all the places in the world where there are pyramids, there is water, and the water has a special role to play in the electrification of matter or in the creation of the subtle energies that the pyramids create, and the pyramids are connected to other pyramids in the world. So this cenote is the holy water of the holy space that we are in. So it's like when you think of ceremonies like baptism or so, they always include water. Now, water is, and that's not only symbolically, but metaphysically, is the feminine. So there is, and there will, we will be having an initiation ceremony in the cenote. In this picture, as you can see a crowd of people that have come for other ceremonies. This is a place, it's like when we go or plan pilgrimages, we go to the places of power in the world. And just by the picture, that's why it caught your attention, Esperanza. This is one of the places that we will be visiting very specially. Yeah. Now, as you work with sound, like Jay and I do, Jay has one time in the United Nations, Jay was doing the presentation of his CD that has enormous understandings of healing with sound. And Emoto, the guy from Japan, said, this is incredible. And he took the CD of Jay, and from Japan, he sent him a whole study of how each one of the frequencies alters and balances the chakras. So what we are going to be doing at the cenote is not only a ceremony that involves water, but that involves water and sound and healing in an enormous way. And healing with sound, even the American Indian tradition says we are reaching the age of the ear. At this moment, enormous technologies of healing with sound, some of them known to only to the ancients, are again coming into our world. I work with the solfeggia, and Jay has, will bring the, Jay, his voice is a range that is infinite and his understandings of that. So these are ceremonies of sound and places of great power.
Yes, yes. And we're going to basically be using the different elements, air, water, fire, earth, and so on to make it a complete process. One of the things I wanted to also touch upon is the fact that this was not always true. This was not always a holy place. And basically, the reason I'm bringing this up is because that's part of our work, and some of you in the audience may already be doing some type of work that is similar to this. And it's very relevant to the book that I talk about. It's very relevant to the future cities. It's very relevant to the energy work that we are called to do. And this used to be, is it not a sacrifice place in a period where the Mayan were kind of going through a process of losing their, well, maybe not losing their spirituality, but going through a down phase in their culture or going through a down phase in their own spiritual growth?
Absolutely. Most cultures, all cultures have risen,
yes,
and they have declined, and there have been the darkness coming in. We are precisely going to do activations that reconnect in the grid and uphold and activate nature again in the proper ways. Yes, that is our job.
And I also understand that in this specific date and time, there is a very special alignment of the planets, obviously with the great importance of the moon. However, there's also more involved than just the moon. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Well, not long from there is the Caracol, which is the temple that was the great observatory. And the Mayans were the ones that understood the whole, you know. So this is the year. We are in 2012, and we are following the alignments and the moments that the whole universe is cosmic clocks of great infinite perfection. And we are led by a shaman elder who called Jay and invited him personally for this activation, for this ceremony. And now we are just inviting a group of people that know that they are the ones to come. That's all.
Yeah. I wanted to also share, for those of you who are listening, something very important, because when I got the invitation, obviously I thought it was a wonderful invitation, but my first thought was, one, it's a little bit last minute. Two, I need to have the financial means and other means to be able to fulfill this pilgrimage. And then you said something very important to me, and that was, one, to consult with spirit, which obviously I did, and, you know, we should all know to do that anyway. But even sometimes, even the most spiritual person once in a while needs to be reminded of the simple, basic things. And one of the wonderful things about this was that was to hold the thought. Yes, there is a problem. There's also a solution. Focus on the problem 20% of the time and then hold the solution in your mind and manifest it. And one of the things you had indicated for me to bring it about was to write down my speech for the lecture as if I knew definitely that I was going. And I believe that this was one of the key elements in helping to bring about whatever the universe needed to make this a reality for me. And when I connected with Spirit, I asked if I was supposed to go on this trip, and this is the response that I'd like to share with you. Yes, you are called to attend, not just to attend, but to help lead in this attunement and transformation. You are starting your public life. Well, I thought I had my public life already started, but it's interesting how Spirit gives you a reality check. Let me see, what else? There was another paragraph that I thought was very relevant. This is the occasion. This is the final step in your initiation. The 144,000 Masters of Light are in place, and countdown is beginning. And it says, this is the most joyous moment for humanity. We have been holding back things from occurring until you, the beings of light, are ready to move in unison. The time is here. The moment is now. So I thought this was an incredibly powerful, moving meditation. There's a little bit more information that is not relevant to the program, and also some of it is a little bit on the personal side. But I was motivated by Spirit right now to read this to you because some of you might find that you might be called, but that there might be a problem in being able to make this pilgrimage. And in the same way we provide an invitation, we provide you with a way that you could possibly make that a reality if that's what Spirit is really calling you to do. So the first step, like Pilar said to me, was consult with Spirit. And two, then ask Spirit to provide the means necessary, the resources necessary to do this, because no dream, no goal, no purpose is given to you without all the resources necessary being in place. The question is, do we have the right mindset or the right amount of focus to bring that about? So anyway, this is just to share with you that if you feel that this is something you're also going through, we're all there and we understand the situation. Now, Pilar, could you tell us a little bit about the what Jay Emanuel is doing? He's organizing or coordinating a series of lectures. Could you expand a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I could. Now, Jay, I love to tell people that his name when he was born is Jesus Emanuel Morales.
Uh-huh.
He was born in Puerto Rico, and
okay.
So he's Latino. Now Mexico, this cultural center has invited him, and Jay has extended the invitation to you, Esperanza, and to me for presenting what our call in the world is. For me, it's a great honor to be able to speak to all of Latin America, truly, because actually the presentations are going to be bilingual, both in Spanish and in English, and they are going to distribute what we have to say to the Latin America. So this also is a forum for the transformation of our culture and our civilization, because this is a very important moment. So the conferences are to speak our, for me, I have been waiting 40 years to be able to tell the world how important it is, the two moments that frame a human life, the moment of birth and the moment of death, how these moments have to be experienced in full consciousness, and how the child rearing of and even from the moment of conception and before that even, how important it is to have our spiritual understandings, and how children in the moment of birth, in the hours, the immediate hours after birth, are the most important moments of that organism for the earth, for being equipped properly for the earth. In our technomedical system, we are damaging human beings by the interference with the process of birth. So we need to sanctify this. And in the future, people are going to be born in very, very honoring ways. And now dying is you know, the ancient traditions, the Tibetan or the Egyptian, were dedicated to that. And in all of Latin America, when everybody prays a Hail Mary, we are asking for the protection in the moment of death. The moment of death is crucial, because there is no such a thing as death. There is only birth. And we have life, more than one. We have life here in the third dimension. But we, souls, have time, and to leave this dimension and continue, we need to do that in consciousness. Now, because we need to take the body with us. Taking the body does not mean that, I mean, my body is used up, I'm 70 years old. A person can have lost two arms and three legs or whatever they have lost, they can be in a wheelchair, and they can die in consciousness. But this is what is important. What is important is the soul, our soul consciousness.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit I have to say. I'm sorry if I spoke too much.
No, not at all. The only thing is you got a little bit of ahead of the discussion, but it's no way. I kind of figured if it happened, it's because Spirit intended it to. So I go with that very much. So no way you didn't talk too much. I sometimes feel maybe I'm not leaving enough space for you or for another guest when they're talking. But I guess what I wanted to point out just before we go into, obviously, your talk, because I like to hear more about this, and then there's a couple of things also that I want to share about when my grandfather passed away and I was 7 years old and the way things are happening now. I wanted to touch up on that a little bit. However, what I wanted to focus on a little bit before we move right into the speakers is a coordinating a series. He's coordinating a series of lectures, so it's not just this one time. I mean, this one time is very special, energy-wise. However, there is a series of lectures and conferences and vibrational sound and healing activations, which are he's going to be organizing throughout a period of time. Is that correct?
Yes, because we are going to be there 7 days. And it's like being in a university and in a university of the future. Jay has prepared and he has presented all over the world some things
yes.
that are mostly to do with vibration and sound and healing. He is he uses great instruments that he will be taking, some of them with the that refer to the research of life and things of I just even forget all the enormous knowledge in that and how he presents it. So we will be having daily classes. Let's call them classes because he has presentations and we will have some presentations and from people from the Mayan elders and from people in Mexico as well. But everything
yes.
will be bilingual.
Yes, yes. So let's go ahead then into the speakers, and the first person we're going to talk about is our organizer, J. Emmanuel Morales, which is a very powerful name as well. This basically on Sunday, July 22nd, 2012, the Mayan Atzihay celebration for the 2012 New Consciousness and New Era shall begin in Opeon Soul Space Hotel Resort at Chichen Itza, Mexico. I hope I'm not killing the Mayan language here.
No, you're doing fine.
It is a very unique name, Okaan, which has an apostrophe in the middle of the two A's. It's really beautiful. It has a gorgeous sound to it. And basically, J. Emmanuel will be performing in the conference, and it will be starting around 2 p.m. on the 22nd. J. Emmanuel's activation and conferences are entitled The Healing Forces of Harmonic Sounds and Vibrations. He has launched concerts, seminars, and workshops as part of the Power of Harmony Organization Health and Wellness Network, of which he is the founder. So you want to continue with that, Pilar?
He lives in New York, and he has worked, oh, my God, for years and years. But Jay is only 50-some years old, and whenever I travel with him, people think that I am his mother. He looks like 30 years old. So he, by his person, demonstrates what he teaches. He is a master of sound and healing through it, but truly healing. He is amazing.
Well, I agree with that because, you know, one of the things when I first read his bio, I was impressed because as a healer and as a spiritual teacher, we're taught to do energy work and we work with energy. However, most of the time it's just one methodology of doing it, and that's usually just by doing energy healing. He is encompassing all of the different varieties through sound, through vibration, through energy, and it's much more comprehensive and much more complete, and that's probably one of the reasons why he gets such incredible results. And that's one of the things that when I saw his picture, I thought, gosh, he looks like he's only 30 years old. I was talking to someone else about it, and they said, no, I think he might be 40. And then, of course, when I actually talked to Jay, and he tells me he's 57, I started laughing so hard because I was like, oh, my God. But this is what happens when you're truly connected to spirit. And this is kind of what we're going to be addressing. I'll be addressing this in my talk, definitely, about the future and the future cities and the future of humanity. So, I agree with you, Pilar, about that. You want to continue talking a little bit more about Jay and his work?
Oh, you can go ahead and read some of how he describes his work. because that's, I mean, I don't want to interfere with that. He knows better how to describe his work.
Yeah, well, he's not just a person who does energy work. I mean, he basically studies and researches what he does, and that's why he's one of the best at what he does. Jay is an applied kinesiologist and vibrational medicine therapist who utilizes homeopathy and Ayurvedic practices with his clients. And that Ayurvedic as well as homeopathy are not something that anybody can just pick up and practice. It requires a lot of effort, a lot of dedication, and a lot of commitment. And definitely to be one of the best, you have to really dedicate yourself to this. He has also written, he is also a writer and a singer with a powerful melodic vocal range. Do you want to elaborate a little bit more about it, his music, Pilar?
Well, I have been with Jay for many years in concerts that he has done in Egypt, especially, and even inside of the King Chamber. There is no way to describe this. This is better for people to experience it, because this is not like, you know, how we talk about in entertainment that people entertain. No, this is entrainment. When you are in the presence of the work with sound that Jay does, this is an experience that is different to what our civilization and our culture understands yet.
Yeah.
So this is, I have no words to explain it rather than how much I learn when I am in his presence.
Yes.
Thank you.
He is a featured acclaimed international artist in the area of New Age healing music, which is a very unique gift, I think, because I know that music is supposed to have a feeling effect, and some music can actually have the opposite effect. I just have never seen anyone dedicated to using music to the level and extent of combining all these methodologies into one and consistently, because sometimes I'm drawn to use sound in a healing session, or sometimes I am called to do vibration, or sometimes I'm called to do energy, mostly a lot of it consists in energy, but he is being called to use all of this, and I guess that's what makes him so powerful. He has sold thousands of copies throughout North America, Central America, South America, Europe, Russia, and the Caribbean islands. Innumerable positive testimonials have been received from people that meditate and use his CD to stimulate the natural healing process for the mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah,
so,
his CD is the CD that Emoto took and did the whole study of, which is done with those pictures of how the water changed, listening to the different frequencies in the whole work, because this is a healing CD that is what Jay created, and it ends up with the most beautiful song with his song. So that they were referring to that piece of work.
Yeah. And obviously we're going to touch upon a little bit of the research, because he has actually worked with someone who has been doing incredible research, Dr. Emoto, I believe, from Japan, who has the methodologies about, praying, sound, and vibration, how it affects water. And, we'll touch about that a little bit as we continue going through his bio. Basically, Jay Emanuel has been working and experimenting for more than 30 years with the power of vibration and specific harmonic sounds in order to achieve the natural healing process of the body, mind, and spirit. Jay Emanuel calls his technique magnetic harmonic vibrational therapy. In his practice, he utilizes specific sounds and frequencies of vibration in combination with parsonic energy. I didn't want to say that wrong, because it's a very unique method of healing, and the mind energy in action. With this combination, he reestablishes the proper harmonic tunes within the subtle energy fields of the body, including the chakras, the etheric body, the auric energy field, and the physical body. So this is very all-comprehensive. If you talk about holistic medicine, this is definitely very, very whole. So that's very impressive.
Esperanza, that's why he says that it's a series of conferences and so, because he will be teaching us through the 7 days. Every
yes.
day will be times that we are in practice and healing work with Jay.
Yeah.
And that's included in the price, because see, if people look at the price of the trip, which is just, they will see that this is not a money-making thing. This is
No. As a matter of fact, people who have signed up, I believe, have commented that he's basically given away the trip.
Yeah, because see, he was invited to come and was going to do ceremony. But when the Occam place opened up the possibilities of it for other people to join us, then this is when the blossoming into a pilgrimage, and it will be beautiful if that... I don't know how many we will be. I think there is room for 15. So that it will also be and there is also many places already taken. So I don't know how many spaces are available. But
yeah.
that troop of people, we are going to have a very special bonding and a very special transformative experience. This is awesome.
Yes. And he has pointed out that the people who are supposed to be there will be there, and the people who are not will not be there. So that's also very powerful. And I know that spirit sometimes works in a lot of ways very last minute, and you just have to be ready to jump or hop onto the boat or let it go, you know? And
that's
okay,
why
too.
It was not announced 6 months ago or so. This is a last-minute thing that we are going to be able to be taking people with us.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about his, as a singer, having a powerful melodic range. Jay Emmanuel masterfully blends voice, color, light, and sound, and the use of the 7 alchemy quartz crystal bowls calibrated to specific frequencies in the human body. Used in combination, he delivers harmonic sounds and vibrations capable of uplifting the audience into the incomparable healing journey that a person may need. And this sounds incredible. I have
been in those things, and it's unbelievable. It's impossible to describe, Esperanza.
Yeah, the words are not always very good to explain these kind of experiences, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Jay Emmanuel sets the foundation in this event by providing a presentation about the ancient civilizations that incorporate the use of harmonic sounds and vibrations to heal the body, mind, and spirit. He addresses the theories of some of the greatest minds of our time, such as Nikola Tesla, Dr. Royal Raymond Rife, a lot of R's in there, Dr. Alfred A. Tomatis, Dr. Daniel David Palmer, and others who incorporate the power of sound and vibrations in their scientific discoveries and work. So he's not your average spiritual person. He's very, very much among the top minds of the country and possibly the world. I mean, I know he's participated in the United Nations by invitation, which that itself is an honor, and I imagine that his work has to be extremely fulfilling in order to receive this kind of honor and respect. Okay. He also speaks about how the universal law of sounds, vibrations, and magnetic energy have a direct effect upon all the biophysical functions of the body and mind. He explains how our DNA is directly affected by sound frequencies and the frequencies of vibrations generated by our minds and emotions. Now, this to me is key because I know we talk a lot about the choices of our options and our choices, the choices we make, the words we speak, but this really puts it into perspective when you look at it from this point of view. It's not just someone saying, it's actually, you know, an understanding that this is a law of nature, that this is a law of the universe. And whatever you create with your mind and your motions, your actions, your words, your thoughts, can actually manifest. And he's very good at putting those into words. I know that when I work with this kind of energy, it's very hard to put into words, and he does it so well. So I'm, you know, it's really interesting. He speaks about how the universe is governed by the laws of music, how frequencies of sound are at the heart of creation. And I know that has to also do with mathematics. So music I can deal with. Mathematics, even though my background is in computer science and I had to study a lot of that, it's not so much my cup of tea, but music I can deal with. The human body is, he says, is a microcosmic universe. Well, that we, most of us, I think, understand that. That it's affected by the universal laws of sound, vibration, and magnetic energy. J. Emmanuel also speaks about how dolphins and whales use sound frequencies to communicate and assist in planetary wellness. Many examples shall be given to illuminate the importance of healing effects of harmonic sounds and vibrations, especially with respect to the seven vital energy centers of the body, the chakras, obviously, which have a direct bearing upon the mental and physical well-being. Now, a lot of us tend to push these things aside as hush-hush, but it's true. J. Emmanuel also performs a 30 to 45 minute sound healing activation and demonstration of his concert, which obviously this will be an incredible experience and healing process in our pilgrimage. I'm very much looking forward to that. How about you, Pilar?
Very much so. In fact, after the speakers, the three of us speak, we will be having more activations of sound. I will be doing some with Jay because we have worked together before in other times. And we will be going to the pyramid from the center to complete more work on this activation. So
yeah,
that is the core of the work in this pilgrimage.
Yeah. And one of the interesting things when talking to him, we discussed about the pyramids and the geometric structures in the physical, you know, in the planet, as well as the physical, the geometric structures within our blood and within our DNA, and how they're all in coordination and they're coming into attunement so that we can be in perfect balance with the universe and the world that surrounds us. So this is going to be something that's very powerful and very beautiful to experience. Just to give a little bit of history, Jay has also performed in the Queen's and King's Chambers of the Great Pyramid of Cheops in Egypt, and has repeatedly performed at the United Nations by invitation. This is something that obviously puts his work on the map, very much so. Now, here's the part where he talks about his work with water. Dr. Emoto, in the New York Times best-selling author of Messages in Water, and has fully endorsed J. Emmanuel's groundbreaking work by documenting a study of the molecular transformation of water exposed to the lofty frequencies found in his CD. So obviously, his work is very powerful. J. Emmanuel has toured internationally and has also appeared on national television in programs reaching over 25 million people. So he's been around the block just a little bit. You would agree with me on that one, would you not, Pilar?
Yes, it has been.
Science has recognized that everything that moves and vibrates, from the subatomic atom to the smallest molecule present in the universe, produces some kind of sound, and we're getting all the way to the quantum level. The universe is a vast musical instrument that is in constant state of vibration, harmonic sounds, and vibration is a tool for transformation that creates and arranges reality. And, you know, a lot of times when we meditate, that's exactly what we do. We're tuning in, we're honing in our vibration to the vibration of what is balanced, harmonious sound in the universe. And that's why people who meditate, like J. Emmanuel has shown, can stay much younger, look 10 to 20 years younger. And if you're curious about that, you're welcome to go to the website again under the welcome page of Research CIA. You'll see links for the conference and on 2012. And by clicking on the links, you'll also have a link at the events page for the conference. You click on that to access the page, and I'd like you to see his picture because it is really interesting how young he can look in this picture. Now, Pilar, I'd like to also touch, you obviously must be a very special person as well, because with this kind of knowledge that Emmanuel has, he has felt the need and to work with you, and he has felt that obviously you have some very wonderful gifts to share with humanity because he is working with you. And so tell us a little bit about yourself, your work, and what is the purpose of your involvement in this pilgrimage?
Okay, I already told about my work, Esperanza.
A little bit, so yes, you have. Mm-hmm.
Tell you when I met Jay. I met Jay in Egypt because at that time I was also doing a planetary work in Egypt. I have gone to many, many places and for many years done many things of that sort. So he invited my partner and I at that moment for a ceremony that he was conducting with a group of Latinos. There were 20 he had permission to have 22 people for the ceremony inside of the King's Chamber. And he invited the two of us with the rest of the people that he was taking, because he has taken 23 trips to Egypt. Well, it was a very special thing that he invited us, but it was because we recognized each other. I recognized Jay as a hierophant in a previous life in Egypt. So, and he immediately, because I have had some activations in the Temple of the Hathors that are also about healing with sound. So I told him that, and he said, oh, before we do the concert, will you do that blessing for me? The first time that I was in a concert of Jay, he called me in front to do the very simple a download that I received in the Temple of the Hathors in Dendera, which it means the House of Bread, and is one of the holiest temples of the Egyptian tradition, perhaps the actual Bethlehem, because Bethlehem means House of Bread, and nobody has located Bethlehem, but and Christ Jesus was in Egypt in high initiations, and there are many historical mysteries that we need to rediscover and elucidate about all of the foundations of our civilization. But Egypt is basic. So when I had the first time that I had walked through that Dendera temple, a download happened to me, which was the simplest thing, which is that the name of a person is our signature of a spirit. And I was to pray like a mantra inside of me the name of a person and pass my hands in the auric field, and then out of my breath, without doing anything, sounds come that attune the soul to the body. These were ancient techniques of the Hathors, the high dimensional beings that in Egypt are deities that have cow ears, because they can hear That's why they have doors. These are symbolic things. And I have done that ever since, and it's one of the ways that I work, because I had some activations of my DNA, and this is many of the things that happen to people when we go to the sacred spaces in pilgrimage and with proper intention. We receive gifts, spiritual gifts. So that's why Jay have invited me to work with him, and that's why we work together. Now, yes. I'm not going to talk any more about me, Esperanza. I think you should now tell us about what you will be talking in this conference, in this pilgrimage.
Well, thank you. I will do that as well. However, I did want to mention one other thing about your work, which I had the wonderful experience of having Pilar do her technique on me, and I wanted to share with the audience that what Pilar does is very powerful because she connects with the person's the higher vibration by connecting to that person's special name. And when she sets the intent, she repeats inside of herself the person's name several times, and then the perfect vibration of sound associated with that name, the blueprint of creation, the perfect blueprint that was intended, comes out in sound to bring about the change at all levels within the body through that sound and vibration. And it's a very beautiful, very powerful technique that she shared with me. So I just wanted to share that with the audience, that Pilar is a very gifted spiritual being, very enlightened as well. She has a wonderful gift of recognizing the beauty in everyone, and it shows because she has tons and tons of friends. As a matter of fact, before the program, she had to delete all her emails because she has so many people contacting her that that she doesn't have room for emails, right? So,
Esperanza, you know what I should say about myself and about you? I am a priest in the priesthood of Melchizedek.
Yes.
So that is where my what I am and work with. I am a priest in the priesthood of Melchizedek.
Yeah, and I'd like to share. I'd like to share that Pilar. A lot of times, people go to courses to become priests, to become this and that. But I wanted to share with the audience my experience, and this may be true for a lot of people out there, that you don't have to necessarily go to someone to become a priest. When I was asked to become a priest, it was actually by surprise. When I was doing some other work that Spirit had asked me to do, which was shortly after September 11th, and I was asked to go do some work around the different energy centers. One of those energy centers happened to be a cathedral, and in the cathedral, we found the book of for the ordination into the priesthood of Melchizedek. And at that moment, Spirit suggested sitting down with the person who was working with me, my partner at the time, and we received Spirit right there. And as we read the prayer out loud, Spirit descended, and we were ordained into the priesthood. Later on, we decided to make it official because it is a good thing to have that also. However, understand that a lot of these things can be done through Spirit. You can be aware of them, or you may not be aware of them. Some of this training and a lot of this processing also happens at the dream level. So sometimes you will remember the dream, sometimes you won't. The truth is that you are being activated, you are being worked on, you are being guided, you are being blessed. So know that it's true. I will briefly talk. Most of my audience knows a little bit about my background. Like I said, my background is I have a degree in computer science and have worked as a contractor for the Department of Defense for many years. Now you wonder why a person who's been in that kind of work would do spiritual work. Well, I was exactly, precisely guided by Spirit to get my degree, and I was told beforehand what kind of jobs I would be holding. And in each of these jobs, I have been sent out to do energy work where I was, but also within the area of where I traveled, I was called to do some of the work that we're going to be doing in Chichen Itza, so it's very relevant. And I will be talking about my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, The Real Secret of the End of Time, Ascension into the Fifth Dimension. This book is a summary of four more books, and specifically at this conference, I will be talking about the crystal cities and the future, which we will be getting to, guys. Don't get impatient. Please stay tuned, because even though we're covering a lot of the chaos, we need to understand that we are going to be talking about the real purpose of the radio show, the real purpose of this community that we're trying to create. And basically, through a series of visions provided by Spirit, I was taken 1,400 years in the future. And as time is accelerating exponentially at this point, this will take place in our current lifetime. This is the future that humanity is destined to live as God intended. This is the world after the chaos, the turmoil, and the planetary changes. Here, miracles are a common theme. Humanity can walk on water, move at the speed of thought, and communicate through absolute knowledge. It is a vision of the ascension of humanity, the world of the crystal cities. This is our world, Terra.
Beautiful, Esperanza.
Thank you very much, Pilar. Like I said, Pilar sees all the beauty in people. Let's talk a little bit more about our resort, the human level, a little bit, just to talk about this. And in the website, if you'd like to go and check it out, there's some beautiful pictures of this place. And even if you're not intended to go, just get an idea for what kind of beauty God has in store for all of us, because some of the beauty that you see here is what I have seen in the future cities. And this picture, there are a lot of pictures. There's also a video that shows you the resort and some of the ceremonies that the resort that they celebrate for the purpose of awakening spirit. And Pilar, you have never been to this resort, have you?
Oh, I have never been to Chichen Itza. Never,
okay.
never. And I am very excited.
Yeah, I have been there once when I graduated from school. Interesting enough, I feel like I'm going back full circle. Have you ever felt that before? Like, you know, you thought you were progressing, all of a sudden you found yourself back at the beginning. And it's interesting because my beginning was graduation. Part of my work started then. And now I went to Chichen Itza for my graduation gift. And I went to the pyramid and all that, and now here I am, kind of back in a similar situation. So it's very powerful.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, Pilar, do you want to share a little bit about the cost of this? We talked about this is a pilgrimage, and again, it's going to be from July 19th through July 27th. This mystical educational tour will take place in the middle of 2012 at the new moon cycle, as per Mayan's predictions. This is the time for new beginning, the time for the new golden age. Can you share a little bit what the resort, what kind of accommodations are we to expect at the resort, and what is the price for this, and what do people do to contact?
Okay, first is the ticket, because to go, people need to secure a ticket, and they should be calling like tomorrow to get it, because tickets go, I'm talking about the plane ticket, they become more expensive by the moment. So as it is, we are only a month away. We are 2 days and a month away, so this is the time before the ticket will go higher, and at this moment I understand they are very cheap, like 550 or 600. So can take you round trip to Chichen Itza. So people have to get the tickets on their own. And then they have to contact J. Emmanuel, and all their contact is there, for paying the resort, because the resort has to be paid ahead of time. That's the way it works. The accommodations are double occupancy. The rooms and the beauty of the whole place, is they can see there. And the entire
a week, 7 days of accommodations that include the food is for, is it 1,300 or 400? I don't remember, Esperanza.
Yeah, it's actually, the information is also on the website. I do want to mention on the air because, you know, for those of them who are not close to a computer and are listening maybe on their mobile phone or something else, the price is on the website. The price is $1,399. Now, to get the special rate, mention the name, my name, Esperanza Ray. And this is from Jay Manuel, okay? Now, it includes, the luxury includes transportation from Cancun Airport, correct?
Yes, yes. No, everything is included. Once we get there, we have breakfast and dinner provided and all the transportation to all the places that we are going to be having during the whole entire thing. I'm not sure if the transportation from the airport to the resort is provided or is divided among all of us, but we...
No, it is included. As I'm looking at the website, it is included, and it includes breakfast and dinner. It also includes all the admission to the pyramids and other archaeological sites. So you don't have to. I basically would call it, with the exception of the airfare, I would say it's an all-inclusive resort. And that's also typical for a lot of Mexican resorts that you know, I've had the opportunity to look up or research. So that is a wonderful thing. And it includes also the ceremonies, the conference, meditations, yoga, and Qigong classes and hikes and all this stuff, because you are going to be kept entertained if you participate in this. You are basically going to be going and having things to do every day, and it's all going to be good. And we'll also
it's all included. I teach Qigong, and there will be daily classes of it. Jay will be teaching us daily, and all of that is included. That's our gift, people.
Yeah, and it's organized, again, by the organization founded by J. M. Manuel Morales. It's called the Power of Harmony Organization Health and Wellness Network. Now, the contact information, again, is provided on the site if you do not have a pen and pencil handy. So check out the website, Research CIA Conference 2012, and check it out. I am one of the points of contact for the website. My number and email are on there. Also, J. Emmanuel Morales' information, contact information is in there. So just mention again the code, the special code name, because you heard it here on New Consciousness, New World Radio, so that they know that you are coming for this very special, special trip, this special, special offer. Correct, Pilar?
Yeah, it has to be, but... More important, Esperanza, than anything, is that they have to act immediately, because the few spaces, which I don't know how many are still available, that only they know. So to secure your space, you cannot wait a week or so. You just have to immediately talk to Spirit, and if you're supposed to be part of this trip, call J. Emmanuel.
And I think it will be an incredible and powerful, powerful experience because of all the planets, the way they're aligning at this point, and also it's a central point because the rising of the phoenix, the rising of the dove, is supposed to be over this area of North Central America. The head of the dove is located in the Gulf of Mexico, and the wings just spread out throughout North America and a touch upon Central America. So Mexico is part of North America, by the way, for those of you who need a little brush up on geography like myself. Pilar, what would you like to add, if we haven't mentioned, is there something that you would like to add that we maybe not touched upon regarding this trip or regarding this work?
No, I think we have touched upon everything, Esperanza. I don't know how much longer do we have in the program. I don't have anything else to add.
Well, all right. Well, people, I would love to meet you at this conference or pilgrimage, as Pilar very nicely corrects, and it was good reason, because it is a spiritual thing. Convention and conference sounds a little more business-like. So any final thoughts that you would like to leave the audience with?
Okay, one of them. You can join us in a spirit or in person to have learned about this pilgrimage. And you can also join us in a spirit and get blessings from it and augment to the power of what we will be doing there. Thank you for listening.
That was beautiful, Pilar. Thank you so much. And this, again, is an invitation for anyone who would like to join. Again, the pilgrimage is intended as an initiation, as a learning process, and a spiritual awakening for all of us. It's also intended to help us in the transformation and the ascension. This is just part of one of many things that will be provided to us who are looking to do the spiritual work. So with that final thought, I want to wish you a great, great week. I hope to hear, to have you come back again next Tuesday, and we will resume our conversation. Like I said, we will be focusing more on what's coming up in the future and what some of the things we can do. This was one example of some of the things we can do, whether in Chichen Itza or here, just focusing, because at the spirit level, there is no separation. There's no time. There's no space. So we can all be in the same place at once. And just hold that thought in mind during those days. Keep us in your prayers. And may God bless you all. Until next week, new consciousness, new world. Esperanza Ray wishing you a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week.